Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Well, here we are. It's a Wednesday night, and we're having service. But why are we here? True, last Sunday was the last Sunday of the church year, but we have not yet begun Advent. That will be this coming Sunday. And it is either too early or too late for it to be a Lent service. So let me ask again, why are we here tonight? We're here because of tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Yet, oh, the irony. What comes just one day later? Black Friday. Thursday, we celebrate Thanksgiving, a day to give glory to God and praise to God for all the things that He has given to us in our bodily life and our spiritual life. All the good that the Lord has done for us over the past year. He has given us so much from our family and friends, our possessions and talents, our job, and so on and so forth. He even gives us this nation in which we can worship as He desires that we would worship Him. When we stop and think about what the Lord has done for us, we might be filled with peace and contentment. Yet one day later, that peace and contentment turns into yelling, violence, greed, and coveting. No more the P's and Q's of please pass the gravy. It's shoving in line and trying to be the one to get that last item off the shelf. Keeping around family and friends is left behind for getting in line in front of Walmart or the mall or whatever store may be. And then trying not to be trampled. Yes, literally trampled. As the mass of people surges through those doors. Perhaps it's a sign of the times, or perhaps it's a good sign for symbolism, but either way, it shows the divided life that we so often try to live. Coming to church and loving one another one minute, and the next being concerned about self and getting to that item first. It's the saint and sinner paradox in living color. Brothers and sisters, hear again the words of St. Paul to those living in Philippi. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Does Paul put a time limit on when to do this? Does he say, do it only Sunday mornings? Does he say to do it only with friends and family? Or does he say it to only do it on Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve? Or does he not write as directed by God's Spirit that we are to be doing these things and thinking about these things as in at all times? The God of peace would be with us. Okay, maybe he didn't actually write in that particular sentence at all times there. But consider what he writes to them in verse 11. I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. And before that, he writes to those living in Philippi and to us to practice what we have learned and received and heard and seen in him. Do you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, also know how to be brought low and how to abound? Do you know how in any and every circumstance the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need? Can you say with Paul, I can do all things through him who strengthens me? If you practice greed and coveting, if you shove and yell, instead of being patient and content, repent. Repent and then know that those sins, like all sins, have already been born for you. That is what kept Paul going at all times. That is how he was able to keep going from persecution to persecution, hostile emperor to hostile emperor, from suffering to suffering. Paul knew that in all things he had the full victory over sins that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. the one who came as that babe in Bethlehem to go to the cross on Good Friday. Paul knew and lived that fact that living in this peace and contentment from the cross gave way to bearing of much and plentiful fruit. And he had the desire that not only he would be able to bear that fruit, but even his brothers and sisters there in Philippi. And I believe he also mentioned in that same letter Thessalonica. And I'm sure he had the desire for every church he established and every church that he visited. It is also the hope of your pastor for you, not just tonight, not just tomorrow, not just this Sunday, but always, that you also might continue in your faith in Jesus Christ, that you also might bear those good fruits, those fruit of the Spirit. It is the prayer of your pastor tonight and tomorrow and always that you bear not only much fruit in pious of thanksgiving, but the fruit of the Spirit at all times. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.